Welcome to the Mini Masterclass Lifecraft Edition, where we share power tips for crafting your best life. I'm your host, Melissa Lane, and in each episode, we'll dive into bite-sized lessons that will bring big transformation. So grab your notebook and pen because class is in session. Hello and welcome to this Lifecraft Mini Masterclass. My name is Melissa Lane and I'm your host today. Today we're going to be talking briefly about a very powerful concept that I used to think was a load of BS, and then I applied it and it's changed my life, and I keep doing it every single year. And that one thing is having one word. I went on a one word journey after listening to Evan Carmichael's YouTube channel when I was going through my whole self-development journey, where I discovered self-development, where I couldn't get enough of self-development. And he used to talk about having one word, and his one word was believe. And he used to encourage his audience to get one word as well. And so on my self-development journey, I started listening to people saying that at the beginning of the year, they'll choose one word and that's their word for the year. Or when they're busy with a new goal or project, they'll have this one word. What's the one word that we focus on? What's that one objective for this project and for this dream or goal that we have? And I used to think, oh, whatever. I'll rather have 10 lofty goals than just one word to focus on. And I just wasn't in the mindset of doing it. And then one year, I decided, okay, just for fun, I'm going to also do that one word thing. I'm going to have my vision. I'm going to have my mission. I'm going to have my goals for the new year. And I'll throw in that one word and we'll see how it goes. That was probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I thought nothing of it. But I made that one word into a screensaver on my phone, and I put it up on my wall with the rest of my goals, and I thought nothing of it. But the strangest thing happened when I focused on that one word. I started thinking about it every time I needed to make a decision, every time someone asked me whether I'd like to do something or not, every time I was too afraid to take action, or when I was confused and didn't know which way to go. I just got this word and it just popped up into my mind. And I think one of my first words were creative. I wanted to be creative again because I grew up being very creative, and then I started my job as a health coach, and I felt that my creativity wasn't being expressed as much because I used to think of creativity only in the arts, and I didn't see that you can actually imbue your life with creativity. And then when I focused on that one word, it just started popping off for me. And this year, it's only March, I realized that my one word has helped me so much in just these past couple of months that I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to share this practice with you. So my word for the year is courage. Going from a couple of years ago where I didn't even believe in this one word theory and heard it for the first time with Evan Carmichael, God bless his soul, he's amazing, to actually teaching my clients this. If one of my clients is listening, you'll know we always choose one word to focus on when it comes to our health and wellness journeys. And to having this word courage be the center of my vision board, being the center of my goal setting, and being what I filter every decision through has changed my approach to the simple practice in ways that I cannot explain. And I wanted you to benefit. If you're a skeptic like me, try it. If you have tried it, but this year you kind of fell off the bandwagon, get on that bandwagon again of picking that one word, focusing on it, and making it what you filter everything through this year. It's a powerful practice. Just to let you know, like, I was struggling with Lifecraft. And when I was thinking about Lifecraft and this being my passion project, but something that I absolutely adore, I was like, why can't I be courageous and just do it and fit it into my schedule and just go out there again and grow it into what I know it can be? And I had courage putting out that first episode and being vulnerable, and it got a record number of downloads in 24 hours. I was shocked. But it's because of courage. It's not because of me. There's nothing innately odd or special about me. It's just that I had the courage to do it. I had the courage to have hard conversations with people in my life. I had the courage to walk out of environments that I know were draining my very, very precious energy. I had the courage to say, I have a new dream in my life and I'm going to follow it. Even if people know me as this one thing, I'm going to step into a new facet of myself this year. And I got the courage to actually take action on that and to plan for it and to make it happen this year. I had the courage to say yes to things and to say no to things because I'm focused on just being courageous. So at the times when I can't get to my lofty goals, all of the things that I want to experience and want to create and the impact I want to make, then I just fall back on this one word. And when I'm feeling lost and when I'm feeling tired and when I'm feeling like I don't know what to do, I can just try to have courage. I can just try to be courageous. Even if in that moment, it's saying, no, I need to rest. This is not working for me, etc., etc. So I'm so passionate about the simple, simple practice that I created a small workbook for you that you can download. And it's going to help you to find your one word, reflecting on your goals and exploring your inner self, and then consider what challenges you have in your life and how that word that you choose for that project or that year or that situation can help you. This is also a great practice for relationships. I just want to let you know, if you focus on one word for your relationship and it's a positive, uplifting, growth full, just abundant word, you'll be surprised at how beautiful your relationships can start becoming. Then I also help you just with a little bit of information on how to define your one word and how to explore your one word and how to align your actions and your visions and your goals with that one word. And then to really embrace it and embody it for the coming season in your life or for the coming year. And then learn how to celebrate your progress. So if you want that, it's on my website, but you can also just follow the link down below in the show notes and you can print it out or just fill it in online or just read through it and start creating that one word that will really shift for you. I don't want you to just get a generic word. I want you, and that's why I made this workbook for you, to get a word that will really ignite you like the word courage does for me this year. And it's just such a simple practice. I know I keep saying that, but it's such a powerful practice if you apply it. So I hope this workbook helps. I hope this mini masterclass inspired you to really find your one word. If you have a word for the year, go onto social, find me at The Life Craft on all platforms and share it with me in your stories or just comment it on one of our posts or send me a DM. And you're always more than welcome to send me any of your stories via email. I'll pop that down below as well. Or just go into my website and fill in a form there and let me know how having one word has positively impacted your life. I hope that you enjoyed this mini masterclass. If this episode resonated with you in a positive way, please leave a review and let us know. And then I'd also love for you to share it with someone that you might think needs it. I love sharing all of the things that I listen to, all of the podcasts and videos and things. It makes such a great connective tool. So share it with someone who you love and think also might need to have one word. And this is actually a great practice if you're in a friend group or in a family to do together as a family or to do together as a friend group. So remember that. Go and download the workbook. The link is down below. And I can't wait for our next mini masterclass. Have an amazing day. I love you. You matter. Have that one word. It's going to change your life. Thank you for tuning in to the Life Craft Podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to explore and craft your best life. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing for more insights and tools for personal growth. And your reviews help me so, so much. So please make sure when you get time to leave us a positive review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep crafting your best life. Please note that the content provided in this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as professional advice, and we recommend consulting with a qualified professional for any specific concerns. Views and opinions expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Life Craft Podcast. Thank you for listening.